Okay, a good Erev Shabbos, everyone. I apologize. I did not have time to make Gemara Mekomos, so you have to trust everything I'm about to say is found in the Gemara somewhere. And, whatever. So we're going to discuss this week the visiting of Kivrei Tzadikim. Jewish people love visiting the graves of righteous people who are no longer alive. And we have to discuss, is that okay? And if it's okay, what are we supposed to be davening there for? What are we saying? Who are we davening to? Are we davening to Rachel Emenu? Are we davening to Hashem? Who is the conversation with when we go to these places? The source is in this week's Parsha. The Gemara in Sota Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis tells us. Now, just before we start, we're going to be speaking tonight specifically about the issue of praying, davening towards the neshamos of people who have passed away. This is similar to, but not the same discussion as davening to Malachim, like we have by the Slichos Yom Naroi, Machnise Rachamim, and invoking angels in our tefillos. That is an important and similar discussion, but it's not our discussion for tonight. Perhaps we'll save that before Slichos and Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara in Sota Daf Lamedal tells us, Vayalu Banegev, Vayavo Ad Chavron, that the Meraglim went into the from the south, and they came. He came to Chevron. Kalev ben Yefuna came to Chevron. Vayavo mibayle. Why does it say that he came to Chevron? Why doesn't it say vayavo that they came to Chevron? So I'm a Rav Malamed Shapiresh Kalev Me'atzas Meraglim, because only Kalev came to Chevron. The rest of the Meraglim went somewhere else. The rest of the spies went to see other parts of the land. V'halach v'nishtatech al kivrei avos. And he went and he bowed and he davened by the kivrei avos of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Amar lahen, not Leah, not Rachel. So Amar lahen, avosai, my forefathers, Bikshu alai rachmim, request on my behalf mercy, shenatzel me'atzas meraglim, that I should be saved, I should not be ensnared in the advice and the machinations of the meraglim. So comes the Minchas Elazar, the Rebbe of Munkach, in Chelek Alf and Simon Samaches, and he says that this Gemara is the source to daven at the Kvarim of Tzadikim of the Righteous. And this is a widespread minhag to daven in such places. Nobody's debating that this is a minhag. Everybody knows that this is what we do. There's entire industries built on this concept. So if so, who are you talking to at the Kever of a Tzadik? Are you davening to the Neshama of the Tzadik? Are you talking to Hashem? You know, they say stories about Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, who would go to Kever Rachel. He had a very intimate and very close connection to Kever Rachel. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz would walk into Kever Rachel. He would say, in Yiddish, Mama Rachel, your Chaimka is here. Your little Chaim is here. He's come to talk to you. And he would talk directly to Rachel Yemenu and telling her to cry on behalf of the Jewish people. And is that what we're doing? We're talking to the Neshamas, or are we talking to Hashem? The Gemara seems to say that Kalev went to talk to the Avos, and not simply to daven there. There's another Gemara. The Gemara in Tainus and Daf Tes Zion states clearly that they would go to the Beis HaKvaros on fast days. Lama Yotz in the Beis HaKvaros. Why would they go to the cemeteries? Pligei Beit Rav Levi Bar Chama Rav Chanina. It is a machlokas amongst the commentaries. Chad Amar once said, Hare anu chashuvin lefanecha kamesim, because we want to show Hashem that we are ki'ilu, as if we are dead before you. Hashem, we have nothing for us. We have no food. We have no rain. We have to fast. Hashem, only you can help us. V'chad Amar, and the other rabbi says, no. Kedei shi'evakshu aleinu mesim rachamim, so that the deceased should ask for us mercy on our behalf. Now, the Gemara goes on to say, what's the practical difference? What's the nafkin between the two reasons? Going to a non-Jewish cemetery. If it's just about going to show that we're dead, and we're ki'ilu as if we're dead in the eyes of Hashem, so go to any cemetery, who cares? But if it's about rachamim and asking for mercy, then we'll go to a Jewish cemetery. The Bach, Rav Yoel Sirkis, in his comments on the Gemara in Sota Daf Yadal Amin Aleph, brings a censored piece of the Gemara that is not in the standard text, but it is printed in the emendations and the comments of the Bach on the side of the Gemara there in Sota Daf Yadalad. And it indicates, this Gemara I'm going to read you indicates, that we speak directly to the mace. Al Maisa Pa'or, regarding the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu was buried across or somewhere corresponding to the location of the Avodah Zarah of Baal Peor. Amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Mipnei Ma Nistatir Kivro Shamoshe Me'enei Basar Adam. The famous question, why do we not know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried? So the Gemara has an answer for us. Mipnei Shegalui V'yadu Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it is obviously known before Hashem. She'asad HaKadosh Beis HaMikdash Licharev V'lagos Yisrael Me'ar Tzam. In the future, the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed and the Jewish people would be sent into exile. Shema Yavo L'Kvuras HaShemo Sheba'os HaShah. What would have happened? As we were going into Gaulus, we would have ran to the Kever of Moshe Rabbeinu at that time. V'yamdu b'bechia v'yischanenu l'Moshe. We would begin to cry and supplicate before Moshe. V'yomru lo, and we'd say, Moshe Rabbeinu, amod b'tfila ba'adenu, stand in prayer on our behalf. V'omed Moshe u'mevatel sagzera, and Moshe would go before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and cause the decree to be annulled. B'pnei shechaviv and tzadikim b'misasam, Yosri b'chayim, because tzaddikim, says the Gemara, are more beloved in their death than they are when they are alive. Okay, so we have another Gemara, another statement of Chazal indicating that we're davening to the deceased, or invoking the deceased. There's a Psikta Rabasi and a Bereishis Rabba that both note that Yaakov buried Rachel in Beis Lechem, so that the people going into Galus would stop there and visit Kever Rachel and daven to her for the Galus to end. Many songs have been written about that. The Zohar and Parshas Achremos and Daf Ayin describes how when we need rachamim, we go to the Kivrei Tzadikim and we cry. Why? Because we wake up the neshamos and shamayim for the neshamos to go before the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, what's going on here? Are we davening to the dead? We have an issue. The Gemara and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch and Yerden Simin Kufayin and Tess say that one is not allowed to be Doresh El Hamesim. You're not allowed to daven, you're allowed to inquire, to go beseech the dead. It's not considered a Jewish practice. So what's going on over here? So just before that, let's try to understand this week's parsha, and then we'll come to Halacha L'maisa. There is a tshuva from the Ma'aram Shik, or Moshe Shik, one of the great Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer and Or HaChaim, Simen Reish Sadi Gimel. And there, Rav Moshe Shik notes that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that when Rabbi Eliezer ben Dordai was a very complicated individual who sinned terribly, terribly his entire life. And at the end of his life, he was awoken to tshuva and he kept himself from sinning in a terrible way. And he essentially kind of, you know, cried himself, you know, to death. He was so broken that he died of a broken heart over what he had done. And he died over his sins. And then Abaskal famously came out and said that Adam Kona Lama B'Sha'achas, that he acquired his Olam Haba with this with single moment of pure tshuva, and he went straight to Olam Haba. In his tefillos, Rabbi Eliezer Bar Dordai says that he was speaking to the mountains and the heavens, asking them to besiege Hashem on his behalf. So says the Ma'aram Shik, why am I talking to a mountain for, or a cloud? That's a weird thing. Why is the mountain going to help me go before Hashem? So he says, no. It's an expression of pain in the process of his tshuva. He was so broken, he said, even the mountains, something. He's just reaching for something to help him. So too, when Kalev said he was davening to the Avos, it didn't mean he was davening to the Avos. What it meant was that he was expressing his intense feelings and his pain over what was going on with the spies. While speaking to Hashem, he expressed his tefillah in a way where it was as if he was asking the Avos to intercede on his behalf, but he wasn't davening to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Another approach from the Ma'aram Shik is that he was asking the Avos to act as a Melitz Yosher, an expression we often invoke that someone should go as an intermediary to go on our behalf before Hashem. And however, he was certainly speaking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? It's as if we're to tell the Malachim to go before Hashem in the Zuchus Avos, that they should go before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have the ability to help us. But he's directing his field towards Hashem with the assistance of the Avos as well. There's a contemporary tshuva from the Avnei Yashba. The Avnei Yashba in Chelek Aleph and Siman Kuf Pei Aleph addresses the issue with our Gemaras. And he suggests that the very visiting of a cemetery causes the tzaddikim to be Helitz Tov, to go and act on our behalf, to be an intermediary. If you look at the Gemara, it doesn't say that Kalev davened to the Avos Tavrachmanos. It says, We'll go back to read the Gemara. It says, Avosai bikshu alai rachamim. It says that he went to the Maras Machpelah so that it would cause them to be mevakesh rachamim. He didn't say, go daven for me. He said, Avosai, I'm here. My fathers, I'm here. My mothers, I'm here. Now that I'm here, I'm present, bikshu alai rachamim. My presence here should be enough for you to go and ask for mercy. Rav Sternbach writes in the Tshuvas Nagos and Chelek Beis as well. He suggests that Kalev went to Mivakesh Rachamim. He didn't go to Mivakesh Rachamim. He went to Kibri Avos and simply laid out the facts, right? And he said, do what you want to do, right? So you go to the kever of Rabbi Akiva, you go to the kever of Rabbi Meir Balanes, Yonas and Ben Uziel, and you say to them, you know, guys, this is what's going on in my life. I'm not telling you to do anything about it. I'm not davening to you. I'm just expressing to you my feelings, my situation. Do what with it as you please. But we're not davening to them. The Maram Shik says that even though some say that one can ask the Mason to be Melitz Yosher, nevertheless, many posim argue, as we'll see in a moment. And he says, Iker HaTfilat Tzarech Lios Neged Hashem, davening has to be directed towards Hashem. Nevertheless, this is a long-standing minhag. Jews have gone to Kvarim and Kivrei Tzedikim for centuries, if not millennia. And he suggests that when we come with our tzaros before Kivrei Avos, we want them to be mitzar over our pain. We want them to daven on our behalf. And it doesn't mean that they have srara, that it's like we think they run the world, that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, and Leah, Adam and Chava, are like gods in any form, or like we think they control the world. We just want them to act on our behalf. So what do the poskim say about this? Halacha lemaisa. You know, hopefully Eretz Yisrael is opening up. We're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. We'll go to visit, you know, we'll go to visit Meiron, and we'll go to visit, you know, Amuka, and we'll go to visit, you know, Tveria and Sfas and Kvarim Yerushalayim and Harmenuchos and Harzeis and all these places. So you're going to go and you're going to daven by Kibrei Avos and Kibrei Tzadikim. What are you davening for? Who are you davening to exactly? So it's clear in the Shulchan Aruch that we go to the Beis HaKvaros. In three places in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber tells us to go daven at Kvarim. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Reish Vav by Halachas of Erev Yom Kippur, in Tav Kuf Ayin Tes by Halachas of Fast Days, and in Tav Kuf Nun Tes by the Laws of Tisha B'Av, all mention going to daven in Kivrei Tzadikim. But it's not clear, again, what the mechanism is in the Shulchan Aruch. So we're going to see two approaches. Let's begin. The first approach is that we don't daven to the Mason. We don't daven to the dead. That's not a Jewish thing. But we ask Hashem to give us rachamim in the zechus of the tzaddikim that are buried in that case. Davening to the mesim would be, as the mefarshim say, karov hadavar to darish al mesim. Not darish al mesim mamish, but very, very uncomfortably close to going to, you know, doing necromancy and davening to the dead and things like that. So who says this? Well, the Be'er Heitev in Siman Tavkuf Pei Aleph cites the Maharil. The Maharil, the greatest of Chachmei Ashkenaz, our Mesorah for 800 years or so, 900 years, going back to Germany, one of the most important Shitos amongst Minhagim of Ashkenaz. The Maharil says there's a minhag to go to Kibrei Tzadikim on a Tainus. Nobody's debating that we go to Kibrei Tzadikim. That's what Jews do. However, we go, says the Maharil, because it is a makom kadosh v'tahar. It is a holy place. And a tefillah is more accepted al admas kadosh, on holy land. That's why we go there. The Ran in his Drashos and Droshei says that we go to the Kivrei Tzadikim because it's a holy place to daven. Their bodies were sanctified in their lifetime. The body is now buried in this place. This holy neshama is now in this place. Therefore, it's a holy place to daven. One must be careful, says the Maharil, to not direct tefillos towards the dead. Rather, yivakesh me'is Hashem yisparach, sheyitein elav rachamim, b'schus hatzadikim, shochnei afar. In the merit of these tzadikim, Hashem should answer me. And this is Sayla Halacha by the Eliyah Rabba, the Eliyah Uzuta as well. Who else? The Bach in Yoredeya cites a tshuva of Rav Chaim Paltiel. Rav Chaim Paltiel was a Talmud Chaver, a student and also a friend of the Maharam Rothenberg, one of also the most important Ashkenazi Bali Masorah. So listen to this tshuva of Reb Chaim Paltiel. Reb Chaim Paltiel also has a parish on the Chumash that is not so widely studied. So he says, Al hanodrim leilich lebeis hakvaros ktsas. Those people who want to go to the Beis HaKvaros, hayanira kedorish al ha-meisim. It looks like they're inquiring of the dead, like Kalev went to be nishtateach ha-kivrei avos, as the Gemara in Sota says. Hispal l'shem b'makam kedusha, but they go there because it's a holy place. Kedeshi l'tfilah, so nishmas, the tefillah should be answered. It says, by Avram Avinu al makom esher amad sham, Amalei shem makom gorem, we see that the place where you daven impacts how you daven. V'davka l'shtateach ha-kivrei avos, l'spalel l'fani misparach. You are davening to Hashem, says Reb Chaim Paltiel, Al kol tzara shelo tavo, bizchus avosav hanikbarim po, in the merit of our forefathers who are buried here. Kiyotze bezeh kvar niskanu sidri atfilah mishtateach kibri avos. We have certain tfilos to damna kibri avos. Vein l'shemora limnoa milavatam anagzeh. Of course we should go to kibri avos, says Reb Chaim Paltiel. But you gotta know what you're doing there. Who else agrees to this? The Maharal of Prague. It is Nesivas Olam in the Nesiv HaAvoda in Perek Yud Beis, says that there is an issue with Machnisei Rachamim that we say by Slichos where we're davening to Malachim, but again, not our topic for tonight. We're not davening to Malachim. We daven to Hashem. He says that it's improper to recite such tefillos. Rather, when it comes to Kivrei Tzadikim, we are joining together with the Mason. We daven and the Mason daven with us together in our tefillos that they will be answered. The Mason daven with us as a chesed. No different than if you are in a difficult situation and you ask your friend, can you please daven for me? So that's the same thing. You go to the kever of Rabbi Akiva, so you say, Rabbi Akiva, I'm going to daven. But can you daven also as well? We can work together as a team and our tefillos together will be effective. So again, says the Maharal, are you davening to Rabbi Akiva? Chas v'shalom. You're davening to Hashem. But you're asking Rabbi Akiva, can you also daven together with me on my behalf? And then finally, many of the contemporary poskim, the Chayadam in two places, and the Chachma Sadam writes, we don't ask the Mesim for Rachamim because it's Karav HaDavar, it's close to being Dorish Al HaMesim. We daven to Hashem, the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Chav Ches, the Mishneh Berurah and Taf Kuf Pei Aleph, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Gros Moshe, or Achayim, Chel Kesim and Ram Gimel, all say, you may not daven to the dead, you daven to Hashem, invoking the Schus of them, or as the Maharal said, that they should daven along with you towards Hashem. Good, we're clear on number one. That's approach number one. What is the other approach? There's a very, 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 very strong school of thought that views Davin and Kivrei Tzadikim as a form of asking the neshamos of the Tzadikim to be Melutz Yoshar on our behalf. That you are, in fact, talking to Mamarachal, talking to the Rambam, talking to the Ramchal, talking to Yonas Ben Uziel, talking to all these people when you're going to their kever. Who says this? Well, some pretty big people. The Prima Gadim in Siman Tavkuf Pei Aleph cites the Elia Rabba, quoting the Maharal, and then he says, but there's a siddur called the Ma'anel Lashon. The Ma'anel Lashon was a classic sefer of Tchinas and Tfilos that was collected together, and it has a tefillah to be said at the Kvarim, and it's clear from these tefillos are directed to the Nifter to be a Melitz Yosher on our behalf. You're davening to the deceased. The Minchas Alazar, in that shuva we began with, says the Rebbe of Munkach, he shows that there are many Mamari Chazal where the person davens to the Nifter. Most famously, the Gemara in Tanis Daf Chav Gimel says that Rav Mani ben Rav Yona was persecuted by members of the house of the Nasi. And he went to his father's grave and he said to him, Father, Father, these men are persecuting me. And one day those men were passing by the grave of Rav Yona, and the legs of their horses became stuck in the ground until they were makabala themselves to not persecute Rav Mani anymore. Apparently he went to daven by his father's grave. There's Gemaras in Chagiga, the Gemaras in the beginning of Sota Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara in Barachos, which speak about Tzadikim who went to Kivrei Tzadikim and asked them questions in order to alleviate their problems in this world. Now, many of those Gemaras are not exactly tefillos, but they're talking to the neshamas of the tzaddikim. So based on all of this, the Minchas Alazar concludes that you can speak to the mace, and when the Maharil speaks against talking to the mason, it means that he's against the idea that a mace has some sort of power to protect or take care of the person. Rather, if a person asks the mace to be min tziosha, to go down on their behalf, that's not a problem, and even the Maharil would agree to this. That's what the Minchas Lazar says. Who else says this? The Sefer Chasidim in Siman Taf Nun says that Barzilai Hagiladi. Now, we're not going to put anybody on the spot for Tanakh, you know, for Tanakh Chidon, but Barzilai Hagiladi was a supporter of David HaMelech. And he asked that he be able to return to his land, Va'amus Bi'iri, that I should be able to die in my city. Why should he want to die in his city? So the Sefer Chasidim says that the minag of the family of the deceased is to come to the kever, and they are mevakshim al hanishmasan tova umetiva lahem ba'os olam. They dive into the neshama should do good things for them in their world, just like Kalev went to Kivri Avos. Who else? The Ben Ish Chai says that when going to the kever, we don't dive into the deceased, but we dive into Hashem for rachamim. And then he says, v'yachol ishateach al kever atzadik. But you can dive into the tzaddik. V'yomer hareini mevakish me'anefesh ha-tzaddik ha-kover po. I request of the tzaddik who's buried here, shetispalel alai lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu kachakach. That you should dive into Hashem for me, such and such. The Darkei Tshuva, who is the grandfather of the Minchas Lazar, writes in our Siman Kufay and Tess, and he cites the Chedrei Deo, who says there's no issue with asking the neshamas for rachamim, since they're going to be a melech yosher. And this is the sheet of the Gesher HaChaim, Rav Chil Michal Tukachinsky, classic Sefer in Hilchas Avelis in Eretz Yisrael, the Bitzal HaChachma in Tuchuvas, the Rav Yosef Niyabi Omer Chelik Dalid, and the Yalkut Yosef as well. So we have here a good old-fashioned Machlokas HaPoskim. Who are you davening to when you go to the Kever? So what are we going to say at the end of the day? I mean, I can only tell you what I do. My, you know, school of thought from my Rebbeim is, you don't dive into the deceased, you dive into a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Zechus of the Tzaddikim there. But one who does the other way, certainly have what's our line. We're talking about big Tzaddikim, very special people who would dive into the deceased to be a Melech Yosher. There are other Nachkaminas to this as well. Certainly, the great question of why can we even daven at a kever if, in fact, we're not supposed to do mitzvos in front of the deceased, it's mocking the deceased. The Minchas Yitzchak Dayan Weiss in Chelek Ches has a tshuva about putting pitkaot, putting kvitlach by the kfarim, and you know, throwing them over there. Is that appropriate as well? He says, you know, okay, each one has their minog. He just says it's not the end of the world either way you do it. But then let's go to one other question, and that is it a mitzvah to go to Kivrei Tzaddikim? So we've said that you can go, and one certainly is able to go, and we've directed ourselves what the proper kavanos are when we daven there. But is it a mitzvah to go? Let's say I don't feel like it. You know, graves, cemeteries, they're not my thing. Is that okay? Am I missing out in some way by not going to Kivrei Tzaddikim? Or is it something that you should do to go to Kivrei Tzaddikim? So the Kaftar of Aferach, one of the earliest Rishonim to write on Eretz Yisrael, says that it's a very chashim and a very good thing to go to Kivrei Tzaddikim. The Tshuvas Mishpatei HaTzedek says he doesn't know of any mitzvah to go to Kivrei Tzaddikim, and the Tshuvas Pri Haaretz says the same thing as well. But in the Tshuvas Sedei Haaretz, in Chelek Dalet, he says that there may be a mitzvah, but not at the cost of Avodas Hashem. Meaning, if there's nothing else going on and your schedule is free, then go to Kivrei Tzaddikim, it's a good thing to do. If it's that versus, you know, like the Yankee game, so then go to Kivrei Tzaddikim, a better use of your time. But if it means, you know, leaving night seder, not going to a shir, you know, missing davening, things like that, then Avodas Hashem should come first before Kivrei Tzaddikim. And this is cited lahalacha by the Stei Chemed in his Mareches Eretz Yisrael. And he says this has an important nafkamina. Can a person leave Eretz Yisrael to go to the Kivrei Tzaddikim that are buried in Chutz Laaretz? We'll point out one most prominent one, but there is a kever in the city of Uman in Ukraine that is visited by many, many Israelis every year, going to visit and to daven by the kever of Nachman of Breslov. So says the Sheikh Ahmed, I don't understand. How is it that you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go daven somewhere else? Again, Rav Nachman of Breslov wasn't on his map at that point. But to go daven by Kivrei Tzaddikim outside of Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't agree to a thing. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was also not a fan of leaving Eretz Yisrael to go daven by Kivrei Tzaddikim, if that's the only purpose you're going. Living in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. To leave Eretz Yisrael for no purpose is a serious aveira. And therefore, he says you have to be very careful about leaving Eretz Yisrael. So, for the consensus of most poskim is that it's not a mitzvah, but if it is even something, it should not be in the face of other more pressing forms of avodas Hashem. Okay, that's the story of Kivrei Tzaddikim, and the Tzaddikim should be a melech yosher for all of us, and bring refuah, gula, and yeshua for all of Klal Yisrael. Have a good night, and a good Shabbos.